This is Anne-Marie Cash, host of Connect the Dots, and you're listening to RhinoOnAir.com.
The following podcast is previously recorded on RhinoOnAir.com.
Thank you, RJ. What a great way to start my show. That song was called Atrévete, and that means I dare you. Now, let's get this show started. Hola, amigas and amigos. Welcome to the first episode of Connect the Dots with Anne-Marie in 2020. Rewind and be kind. Words I learned through my granddaughter, who learned them through her other grandmother. The expression comes from the days of VCRs. Huh, do you even know what a VCR is? We all know that in this current time, in this current situation, kindness can go a long way, and it's definitely needed. Those words got me through the day yesterday after various failed technology attempts, and gratefully, we're back here today. After 6 years of Connect the Dots being on a hiatus, I figured this would be a great time to share encouraging words with the world. My first guest coming, bringing us all back to reality, is Stephen Schrutt. Did I pronounce that right, Stephen?
You got it, exactly.
Stephen, thank you so much for being here with me.
Here.
Stephen Schrutt, also known as a serial entrepreneur, founder and CEO of Hunger and Thirst Restaurant Group. In 2011, he moved to St. Pete and opened his first restaurant, The Avenue. Fast forward to 2020, he has successfully opened 4 more restaurants, No Vacancy, Park and Rec, downtown St. Pete, and one in Tampa, and Ballpark and Rec. He loves the culture and the vibe this area has to offer, and is a leader who has carved his own path and is leaving a trail that has infused life and assists the local economy. His charity of choice, Children's Dream Fund. Stephen believes all kids should have the ability to live out their dreams, and he is definitely a great example of possibilities. 3 years ago, I started playing a game here in St. Pete. It's an artistic blind collaboration, and it takes 3 artists to play for each piece. A team of 3. And we start with the legs because the legs represent foundation. I am a strong believer that the potential of possibilities for success start with a strong foundation. As the founder and CEO of your organization, what was your strategy, your initial strategy to start your company, your organization? What was the thought?
They come from the same people. You know, my team that I put together were, you know, this is a consistent group, and that we, you know, something that you could trust and know what to expect by it being part of an umbrella. And I felt like that was something that is just really important for people that go out to eat. I've always said that there's such a trust industry. You know, you trust that you're going to have a good meal and good service and good experience. And when you don't have that, you lose trust, right? So I felt like if I created an actual hospitality group that people would know that if they see that name, that these concepts are affiliated with each other, that this comes from the same operating team.
And what I see from that and I hear from that, things that I also admired of you from very early on, you're a visionary. And one thing that you do very well also is you created very good concepts up front. You went in with a very clear vision of what you wanted to do for that. Congratulations. And the reason why I'm highlighting that right now is because this series, I've named it Mind Your Own Business. And it is about it's about entrepreneurship. It's about showing the characteristics of successful, highly successful people. And hearing you confirms for me how I have always seen you, and you're definitely a visionary. When you were a child, when you were younger, were you like a leader, or what kind of personality?
Yeah, I definitely was. I grew up playing sports, and I think that kind of comes from that leadership, that teamwork that I really like to instill in every place that I've created. You definitely do have to have strong leaders, but you also have to create a team atmosphere and in a teamwork mentality. We're all in this together. You know, nobody's bigger than one another. You know, at the end of the day, we all have a role to play, but collectively, it's the same goal, and you got to come together to achieve that.
Oh my gosh! You know what? You could have not just led into the next better way, because that's what I keep on calling this game that I play with Exquisite Corpse. So we start out with foundation, but you see, there's three pieces to the corpse. There's legs, there's torso, and there's head. There cannot be one without the other. So if one artist that decides to join the game and play for that one part flakes out afterwards, the whole part falls apart. You see what I mean? And you just said that within your business, that's exactly right. You have to have a good team. There's no I in team. I come from that mentality as well. Once again, cha-ching. So you have planned your work, and obviously you have worked your plan. Now I do have another question. So you already had a concept. You knew what you wanted to do. And then the next thing was finding a location. Now I will say this. I do know that you started in 2011. At the time is when I really think that we really transitioned from being God's waiting room to the Berg, and you have done an excellent job of bringing in that newer generation. With that being said, why did you choose St. Pete at that time?
Going back to honestly what you just said, right? Like, I felt like it wasn't this sleepy, quiet town. It was an emergence of culture and art, and hospitality is part of that. I paint a different way, right? Like, I don't paint on a canvas. I create a concept. So it's similar, but it's different. And at the end of the day, though, I really do consider what hospitality brings is art and culture, entertainment. And I think that that's something that everyone is drawn to, similar to going to see a band or going to an art show. So I really felt like downtown St. Pete wasn't God's waiting room anymore. Embracing art and culture and hospitality, entertainment, and people were looking for things to do. People always were looking for a place to go enjoy those things, you know, live music, art shows. And so restaurant, bar, hospitality as a whole, you know, the industry caters to that and collaborates with that. So I really felt like the location of being in downtown St. Pete was everything I was looking for at the time, and I still, you know, here we are almost 9 years later. We've seen a lot of changes and a lot of growth, but I still believe the core is exactly what, you know, it was 9 years ago.
That's the beauty of St. Pete, and at the same time, it's the challenge. It's like everything in life, even when you choose the companion, what you love the most about that person is what's going it's going to annoy you the most. So, and we have that same thing here in St. Pete, where the good news is we have community. We have people. There's a group of people here that have been here forever. This is their roots. There's a lot of history, and they are not just willing to let things go. And I could see how people just stomp into this town. I know you've seen it also in the last 9 years, and everybody thinks, oh my gosh, this is so great. It's so new. I'm going to take over. Thanks to community, we've been able to preserve a lot of the essence of the city, and that's great. with the same thing, it comes with the challenge because, you know, we need to be able to stay up with the times. And this is 2020. Things are changing. And me, from the outside, being able, for example, to see what you have brought to the city as far as the youths are concerned, it's amazing. And there's, you're setting the stage for the rest of the city for others to follow. And it's doable. It's absolutely doable. And right now, that's why we're in 2020. Open your eyes, people. It's time. We're just getting started. As Steve Jobs once said, any overnight success did not happen overnight. So with that,
right.
On that note, just covered for me the torso. Now I'm going to, which is the connection. Now, the next thing, though, there comes the head. And as the head, you are the head of your organization. You are the visionary. You've put things together. But you also came with a niche. You came in here to be the king of hamburgers. Now, that was really, I'll say the word, sorry, ballsy of you, I considered, especially knowing this town. Can you explain to me why the hamburgers and why did that come about and how?
You know, just creating the concept for the Avenue, I wanted to do something that I enjoy, right? I've always enjoyed great burgers and wings and that sports bar, everyday place. And so, you know, it's kind of that Cheers-esque kind of vibe, right? Like, you always feel welcome and you can come in and have
yes.
a good... I think the food that goes with that, you know, are relatable items. And I felt like at the time, Downtown St. Pete was missing a burger-focused type of concept. You know, the only thing that was really in the area that I ended up opening up the Avenue was Five Guys, which, you know, is a chain, and they have a good product, but it's definitely more of a fast food, standard type of cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to show all these fun, creative, unique items that we do with burgers. And so opening up, you know, at the time, we really felt like we were doing something new and something that people could relate to and people would want to come and enjoy. And to me, that's always been the thing with any of the concepts. I want people to feel welcomed. I want people to feel that they can go there by themselves. They can go there with their friends. They can go on a date and have fun, you know. And to me, it's always been treating people the way you want to be treated. You know, yeah. It's that simple. Open arms, you know, open the doors, let them in.
Which you've done in such a phenomenal way. I cannot tell you how proud I feel when I go by the Avenue and that whole corner there. I should know the names by heart, but I just...
Park and Rec?
Correct. And then, I mean, it's amazing to see... Of course, this was pre-pandemic, whatever. And I know we'll be back there again soon enough, but you've done a phenomenal job with that. Now, how many employees do you have in total based on your five restaurants?
So between everything, we kind of fluctuate a little bit. We're around 250.
250 employees?
Yeah, and it's breaking my heart right now that they're all unemployed during this pandemic.
I just got the freaking chills. 250 employees, and I know how you are. And you're actually, I mean, many blessings to you because you have the traits 100% of a true leader. Based on everything also that you've been through, and I know how close you are with your family and everything else and everything that's going on, this is a huge time for you, and you still are maintaining your composure, and you even still accepted to be on this call. Congratulations. Understanding that you have, and I know that this is horrible, under this current situation, moving forward, what do you have a strategy?
Regarding reopening or...
Yeah, what happens next? Because this right now, I feel we're all in a regrouping stage. It's sad that we had to get to this.
Yeah.
But I really think that the world needed to just chill for a moment, everybody. Everybody put in perspective what's real and what really matters. And now we're going to continue to move forward. And I think what's coming next, it's all up to each one individually, of course. But in your case, I know it's going to continue to grow. With that being said, what are you looking at moving forward? How do you see this whole thing? What's going on in your business?
You know, we're hoping that, you know, this ends soon, just like everyone. And it's not just because we want to get back to work. Of course, we want to get back to work and we all want to make a living. And these are scary times for everyone. You know, no one knows who is prepared for something like this. You know, anybody...
Nobody was, really, no matter what.
Right. I mean, it doesn't matter how much money you have.
Exactly.
Who's ready for this. And not everyone is prepared for something like this. It doesn't matter if you have savings or not. You know, being away from your family, having to stay inside. You know, there's routines that we're all used to, that this is just a frustrating time. And it's frustrating and stressful because it's a financial element to this as well, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone doesn't know what to expect, short term or long term.
Correct.
No one has a crystal ball. We don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know how impactful this is going to be when it technically ends. We don't know if there's going to be a relapse, right? I mean, it's a virus. We don't know if,
yeah,
you know, 2 months from now we're back to living our lives and all of a sudden it starts to be...
Let me ask
an outbreak.
Are you currently offering any type of delivery service?
No, we did take out for a week at the Avenue, and we ended up deciding that we felt it was best to close down and get everyone with their families and be with them, who they need to be with.
Nice.
During this time, take care of who they need to take care of during this time, and be able to come back to work as soon as possible. You know, my fingers are still crossed, and I'm praying that, you know, we start to see a light at the end of the tunnel here in the next few weeks. I've been home for 3 weeks, and I'm crazy.
Just because through the experience of watching you through your work and managing and directing 5 restaurants with 250 employees, I can imagine being stuck in the house for you is a huge challenge.
Yeah, it's difficult. There's been some days where I'm, like, going stir crazy and, you know, have to find something to kill the time. So, you know, I'm trying to do what I can work-wise to stay just kind of involved in what I do and, you know, sometimes get creative and just keep the, you know, keep sharpening the knives.
Yay, which you are very creative. Now,
I've also found that I'm trying to relax a little bit too, which is, you know, something that, you know, going back to what you said, you know, I don't know if we're ever prepared for something like this, but we do need to take some sort of positive out of it or make a positive out of the time at least, right?
Thank
so
you.
I don't sleep a lot, so I'm actually getting some rest.
Yay.
Just hanging around and reading a book, watching a movie. You know, my dog is probably loving that I'm home every day, all day. But I'm definitely getting antsy. I look for things to do.
And you are how old?
I am 41 years old.
Wow. Steven, I thought you were like 26.
Why?
That's why I called you out on this radio. You are grown now. Wow.
I know, a lot's changed in 9 years. I went from 25 to 50.
Yeah, because I met you in West Chase, actually, when we were living in West Chase. So
I know.
Before St. Pete. So, wow, where have I been? I know. I know we had a limited time, and I don't want to interrupt, but I want to make sure that I cover one more thing before you go.
Yeah.
What is Children's Dreams Fund?
So Children's Dream Fund is a local organization who... similar to like a Make-A-Wish Foundation that is pretty large across the country. So the Dream Fund sets up making a dream come true for every child, and they are life-threatening illnesses. And these children, they all have a dream, right? So it might be to go to Disney. It might be to go on a cruise to Hawaii. It might be to meet Stephen Curry. So I have partnered up with the Dream Fund over the last few years and help sponsor their big event with the Rays, which is Rays on the Runway. And then we also started, I believe it's 3 years now, doing a dollar donation from each burger of the month sold at the Avenue. A dollar of that burger sold goes to the Children's Dream Fund. And that usually helps about one more dream a year come true.
Oh, wow.
And the first Tuesday of every month, I set up a luncheon with the Dream Fund, and they bring over a different child, and usually their family, their siblings. So usually there's a few of us, you know, and a couple people from the Dream Fund come over. So usually on the first Tuesday of every month at the Avenue, we'll do a lunch so a child can try the burger of the month, but also chicken fingers and whatnot. And usually we'll hang out, and then if we have enough time, I usually will, you know, say, hey, you want to go play some games over at Park and Rec? We're not open yet, so we can go over there and play video games and cornhole and giant bucket pong and Connect Four and pop a shot and skee ball and air hockey. You know, really just depends on the child and who they have with them, whether they have brothers or sisters or mom and dad, you know. So kind of just like 2 hours of just getting to know somebody and hear their life, their story, you know. They're some of the bravest people I've ever met in my life, and it's really an opportunity for me to hear what they're going through. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it breaks your heart hearing a 9-year-old going through brain cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, and it blows you away to see how brave they are. Mm-hmm. How courageous they are, and some of these kids are just, you would not know that they're dealing with, you know, life-threatening illness. And it makes you stop and think about all the crap we're dealing with, right? Mm-hmm. Like, some days, you know, I want to bang my head against the wall because of something doesn't go right or mm-hmm. whatever we're dealing with in our day.
Yesterday, I could have hung myself, but I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing compared to what these kids are facing.
Exactly.
And how, you know, and their children, they're not even adults. And they're able to handle this.
Here's what you're doing. But here's one more thing that I apologize for interrupting you, but this is really important because, for me at least, to let it out there. I had a cousin that lived in New York that I had not had the opportunity to see him as an adult. The last time I met him only once, and he had leukemia, and he was diagnosed at 14. He wound up passing away at 21. But Make-A-Wish Foundation, once they determined that he was terminally ill, they asked him what he wanted, what would be his last wish. He said he wanted to go to Puerto Rico to meet his family there. And he did, and they paid for his parents and his siblings to go to Puerto Rico. They were picked up in a limousine. They were put in this hotel. We went there. We met them. We got to share with him. But it was not only for him. It was what these type of environment, you know, organizations do for everybody is just priceless. So I commend you. I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah, and there's, you know, the Children's Dream Fund. I want to say on average there's probably about about 150 new dreams that they try to make come true, I believe, a year. You know, it's amazing what they do, and it's amazing to be part of it. It's something that I felt a few years back, you know, what am I doing besides working? What am I doing for my community? What am I doing for people who need a little help? They need somebody to, you know, contribute to making their dreams come true, just like, you know, I was able to make my dreams come true. And thankfully, I'm able to give back and do that. And it's something I'm very involved in and something that I do it because I like it. You know, I do it because I really enjoy it. And think that we all, as we get older, start to realize the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're not trying to do things for other people, one day you're going to wake up and regret that.
You know what, Stephen? And this is because I can. I started The Best of St. Pete 10 years ago when I moved here. And I've never said this. Today, you received the first Best of St. Pete award in my book. Because you are truly remarkable. You know, I know it's time to go. I know you have things, places to go. Well, people to talk to. Let's rephrase that. People to talk to. I cannot thank you enough.
I'm going to take my dog for a walk.
And you are an icon here in the city. I thank you for everything you work with, for everything you do. I thank your parents because they, you know, I just admire everything about you. With that said, I look forward to continue to seeing your growth. And you, my dear friend, just confirmed for me you are what an exquisite corpse looks like. And that's get off with that name, I have no idea. page as I start digging through this hard drive and bringing them out. And in the meantime, just you have to do is go Alexa, WSPF DB on TuneIn. Oh, you can stutter. At least mine, half of the time she says to me, I don't understand that. Say it again. Once again, WSPF DB, rhinoonair.com, your favorite friendly internet radio station. From the arts to the people, a local voice that goes global. And where art is heard.